Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Dakota Lone Star, and you are listening to Radio Cantankerous. Actually, I've changed the name to Freedom Today, which will actually coincide with the name of my new newspaper that I'm working up right now, or working out right now. And today we're going to discuss jihad and the American way of life, and whether jihadists are working individually as I'm going to go ahead and move directly into the program. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment. Self-radicalized, that's what I was looking for. Whether self-radicalized or not, jihadis are evil. Our conceder-in-chief asserts that ISIS is not a threat to the United States of America. Furthermore, he's assured us that they are no match for America. Well, that's funny, Mr. President. My thinking is such that, with you having taught constitutional law and all, that you might be fond of our Constitution's undergirding. The pursuit of happiness minus having to live out my life with eyes in the back of my head. Every American should be entitled to live out his or her life free of fear at work, no pun intended, home, and anywhere within our borders. No one in this nation fears you except perhaps three filmmakers and several truly conservative business owners. If you neglect to send someone from your Justice Department to California after November 4th of 2015, when Faisal Muhammad stabbed either four or five people, then how can we trust that someone has our back, quite literally speaking? How can we trust in you as a commander-in-chief to protect us from enemies, both foreign and domestic, either foreign or domestic, rather? All right. U.S. college campuses, especially in the UC system, of U.S. college campuses, if you're not going to send out a representative from the United States Justice Department or Department of Justice, at least garner up enough testosterone to go on live television and state that no one should murder. Thou shalt not murder. Especially in light of the fact that you are so very fond of God's word, as evidenced by many of your televised speeches. Now, sir, you can feign deference as far as photo ops are concerned during, let us say, Holocaust Remembrance Day, but what are you and your Justice Department, quote-unquote, doing on an otherwise regular basis to protect America's Jewish students from savagery? Man, I wish people were intelligent enough to spot the difference between actual and perceived danger while remaining vigilant. You know the type. And God knows America needs a leader that is able to chew gum and walk at the same time. That is to hold separate news conferences where jihad and the environment are concerned, God forbid, that you hold separate news conferences. Hold them on the same day if you'd like. We don't really give a rat's ass. All right. Colleen Hufford's Inalienable Right. And all the college kids that may or may not be listening out there that have been dumbed down to the point of knowing who's the actor again, my goodness, Brad Pitt's last two wives' names are and cannot name our current vice president, do us all a favor and don't vote this time around. If you cannot name our current vice president, please, for the love of God, do us all a favor and not vote this time around. Continue down your path, and you probably should seek either tubal litigation or a snip-snip for the fellas. At any rate, Google search Colleen Hufford of Oklahoma. Colleen Hufford's inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness was quite literally cut short with her beheading at the hands of a spiritually depraved, demon-possessed, self-acclaimed Muslim lunatic hell-bent on forcing his beliefs upon others at any expense. Alton Nolan also repeatedly stabbed Tracy Johnson around the same time that he was beheading Colleen Hufford. When Americans suffer at the hands of such savagery, our way of life suffers. When one of ours is brutally, demonically even taken from us, a part of us, Mr. President, cannot be replaced. Our way of life as individuals is irreplaceable. It's not something that you can run on the next episode of Antique Roadshow and place a value on our individual lives. Colleen Hufford was a wife, mother, and grandmother, and her loss severely affected the lives of several other individuals, to include her grandchildren, for God's sake. All right, so that's kind of what we're looking at right now. That's just one case I want to talk about. Now I'm going to go ahead and beg the question, because I believe justice begs the following question. Is Nidal Hassan, the perpetrator, the savage that in 2009, brutally ripped the lives of 13 service members and injured 30 others, is he still alive? And if so, why? Why are we wasting taxpayer money, U.S. taxpayer money, on a domestic terrorist that is demon-driven and deserves the death penalty yesterday, especially in light of insurmountable evidence? Why is he not gone yet? Why are we not sending the free, quote-unquote, free world a message in Nidal Hassan? He should have been hanging from a tree within 10 days and broadcast on the Communist News Network, where they could go ahead and put up their warning if they'd like, or MSNBC and NBC. If you travel to the Middle East, which I have not, I'm quite white, having said that, or Caucasian, if you will. You know, if you travel to the Middle East, and they have pretty severe penalties for the kind of crap that we put up with. And that lends itself to a modicum, at the very least, a modicum of partial decency, if you will, in the Middle East. Except where Sunni and Shiite or Shia Muslims are concerned. So if a country is Shia Muslim, aside from Sunnis coming in and killing Shia Muslims and so forth, you know, or stealing from them, those kinds of things like theft and so forth are, you know, probably quite low in those countries. But over here, you know, we where there is insurmountable evidence, that is no evidence to the contrary in terms of Nidal Hassan, my God, he should have been strung up inside of 10 days. I don't give a rat's arse to Beulah if you want to play the insanity card. These people, anyone that would, just like the young man down in South Carolina that murdered the churchgoers, they are demon-driven. They deserve to be strung up inside of 10 days, where there's insurmountable evidence. All right, so let's go ahead and look at the 2009 Fort Hood shooting for a moment. In respect to the families I actually had a t-shirt made at one point with the names of the 13 people that died. Let me see. Okay, here we go. All right, there were 13 killed at Fort Hood on 2009. I'd have to jump back up. November 20th of 2009, at any rate, I believe is the date. All right, Michael Grant Cahill. God bless your next of kin. Libardo Eduardo Caraveo. God bless your next of kin. Justin Michael DeCrow. God bless your next of kin. John P. Gaffney. God bless your next of kin. Frederick Green. God bless your next of kin. Jason Dean Hunt. God bless your next of kin. Amy Sue Kruger. God bless your next of kin. Aaron Thomas Nemelka. God bless your next of kin. Michael S. Pearson. God bless your next of kin. Russell Gilbert Seeger. God bless your next of kin. Francesca Velez. God bless your next of kin. Juanita L. Warman. God bless your next of kin. And Kam C. Jung. God bless your next of kin. All right, so Spokane, Washington, Woodbridge, Virginia, Plymouth, Indiana, Sarah, Mesa, California, Mountain City, Tennessee, Norman, Oklahoma, Keel, Wisconsin, West Jordan, Utah, Bolingbrook, Illinois, Racine, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and St. Paul, Minnesota were all affected. There were most likely 13 sets of friends, 13 sets of individual family members, and others that were affected with the in terms of the extraction of 13 of our people at the hands of a demon-driven Nadal Hassan, all right, a savage. And basically, if you want to give me a call, you can do so at 929-477-4090. All right, so I named a couple of people, Colleen Hufford, and I believe it was Tracy, I want to say Johnson. Let me jump back up real quick to see if that is the case. The lady that was stabbed repeatedly and almost lost her life. Let me find her name real quick here. All right, so at what point, here's my question. At what point in America, okay, and then you have the San Bernardino, God bless all the next of kin over there on our West Coast. I'm Dakota Lone Star, and I'm providing this program from our East Coast. And you can visit me online at 40and28forever.weebly.com. I'm sorry, actually a new address now. 40and28forever.com is the new address. And you can also check me out on Facebook and like me. Simply Facebook search Dakota Lone Star. On Twitter, I am Doc_Lone Star, and that's DOC_ODA Lone Star. My bad. That's DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter, rather. All right. So look. So we've got a president that was a junior senator in 2006 in Illinois that allegedly didn't show up for work like 60 or 70% of the time, you know, go figure. But then he became president. Prior to having become president in 2006, YouTube search Obama makes fun of the Bible, and you'll be able to pull up footage of him of his address to the Call to Renewal Conference in 2006. So was your conversion prior to or after 2006, sir? Because it doesn't sound to me that you were on the same team at one point, even stating you folks haven't been reading your Bibles smugly. All right, so your conversion, was it before or after 2006? And then after that point, since 2008, interestingly enough, when conservatives were hoping that you'd comment on the loss of Darian Albert, yes, folks, a white man cares about a young black elementary student that was bludgeoned to death on the streets of not-so-Chi-Town, and the president was silent on that. And then you have him quoting the Bible, quoting shortly after the Democratic National Convention banned God from its language, the president quoted on live television, you can find it on the internet, folks, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6, as if it were the only verse in the entire chapter. At any rate, don't quit your day job, sir, because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8 work together as a unit quite well, and they speak to sexual integrity rather than being our brother's keeper and paying all his or her bills should that person not be willing to work. So, all right, and that's it. It's interesting, too, because, you know, these guys get on television. Bernie Sanders did it, too. I think he even was playing the Trump card, no pun intended, in terms of using 1 Thessalonians 4:6 as well. And then I wonder, where are the Freedom from Religion, Foundation? Where do they stand when it comes to Bernie Sanders rolling out the red carpeting, if you will, and using Holy Scripture out of context? Where were they when Barack Obama time and again uses Scripture out of context, unabashedly, if you will? All right, give me a call, 929-477-4090. The lines are open. Again, that number is 929-477-4090. It is 2:18 on the East Coast on this, the third day of February, 2016. And make sure you visit my website and pick up a couple of bumper stickers. I got some really fun ones coming out soon. One of them reads, Amen or, if the C and O exist, we're healthy, we'd be able to coexist better. Something along that line. Anyway, you get the idea. So, all right, so give me a call at 929-477-4090. I'm looking for my first caller today. So basically, at what point is a Justice Department, quote-unquote, complicit where savagery is concerned? At what point are you complicit by, you know, in terms of mums the word and ad nauseum applying workplace violence to cases that involve individual religiosity, if you will, and or corporate religiosity in one sense, if it's true that one out of every four or five Muslims is Sharia compliant and believes that the world should be Sharia compliant, then we do have a problem. And, you know, we're at a crossroads, right, in America. And that crossroads is nothing has become more important than the crossroad of the 2016 presidential election, and these in the United States of America. And because what they're doing, you're being played. You know, do you know that? Liberals, progressives, progressive Democrats, whatever you want to call yourself, you're being played. You're being played by the Klan of 1 Thessalonians 4:6. You're being played. As if that verse was ever intended to stand on its own. If you don't believe me, go back, flip your Bibles open, or find Grandma's Bible, or pull Mom and Dad's dust-driven and ridden Bible from a shelf somewhere and flip open to 1 Thessalonians. It's in the New Testament, chapter 4, and read verses 1 through 8. It's about sexual integrity. It's not about placating where slothfulness is a design now. And it's interesting because you're being played for a fool. You're being played like an instrument of a, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, a 10 or 12-year-old virtuoso that's on that instrument for and actually enjoys playing on that instrument rather than being forced by his or her parents to comply where musical instrumentation is concerned and that talent. But anyway, I'm just, we're right at it. Anyway, I created the Burnmobile. I'm sorry, Burnmobile, and it's pretty fun. It's a good time. And on the side, I put some stickers on my car, and it says, "Got subjugation, bitches." And it's pretty funny, actually, because I'm thinking about throwing some wording below that yet on the passenger side doors that read, "Oh, did I forget my R again? Perhaps the president could have given me some of his green funding in the beginning so that I'd stop forgetting my R's, you know, in bridges." Anyway. So, you know, we're really in for it. You know, we cannot, as Americans, and the fact that these immigrants are being dropped off in the most conservative of locations, so to speak. Now, what if one in four is a nut job, demon-driven nut job? And according to your argument on the left, that, you know, the religion of peace, that then you've got a problem. If one in 4 or 5 year people are nut jobs, then you need to do more raking and more sifting, and within your religion, than you might otherwise think. Because, God damn it, I don't believe in America we should have to be constantly looking over our shoulder, wondering when the next San Bernardino is going to take place, or the next what's his name, Faisal Muhammad, pulls a knife out and starts slashing it at our citizens or police officers, for that matter. This is just ridiculous. I never imagined a day. I just turned 48 at the end of the year in December, and but I never believed there would come a day that Americans would have to sleep with one eye open. But what about this? Oh, for those of you that call us Islamophobic, what about this? What about this? What about SD up in New Jersey? The SD in the famous case SD versus MJR, the lady that was being physically abused and sexually abused by her Sharia shank of a husband. They were both from Morocco and residing in New Jersey. And while journalists like Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post, or is he based out of New York? I don't know. I'm not sure. One and the same in many respects in terms of the city, two cities. But Eugene Robinson, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Oh, you Islamophobes." No. right. I apologize for that delay in the broadcast. I actually inadvertently bumped the end call button on my phone. And at any rate, okay, so Eugene Robinson. Let's talk about Eugene for a minute here. The sweet little altar boy, Obama altar boy, if you will. Eugene Robinson was crying Islamophobes. He was stating that Newt Gingrich was off his rocker. Islamophobe, Newt Gingrich. And then around the nation, this cacophony of mindless voices. Islamophobes, Islamophobes, Islamophobes. No. We were concerned, conservatives, because we've the capacity to care enough about a Moroccan woman's health and welfare. We're troubled by the fact that a hack judge could get away with, and it's interesting because then people will say, well, the boneheaded judge, his sentence was overturned a year later. Well, okay, so how many days are there in a year? All it takes is one for this Sharia Shank to catch up with his bride of an arranged marriage, most likely. But I won't go there at this particular moment. But interestingly enough, all it takes is one time, you know, and the judge was like, "Oh, your visa's expiring in a month or two, so we're just going to kind of let this thing go." Even though the police officers in New Jersey and a police department or two actually verified damages to the woman's physical body, to include, I believe, her clitoris and even breasts and nipples and so forth. But got subjugation, America? Well, we'll have subjugation if we allow for, I believe, if we allow for Islam liberal, progressive, Democrat, socialist, communist, Nazis, will rue the day when homosexuals begin to be, become projectiles off of buildings in the United States of America. You'll be like, oh, I want the Christians back. They were pretty loving. They really weren't dangerous. Well, you know, tough shit. Anyway, give me a call at 929-477-4090. At what point does any government in the world become complicit? In Germany, evidently, allegedly, the German government blamed the mass rape that's occurring over there on the women and how they're dressing. Wow, that's exemplary in terms of women's rights. Wow, you really wanna. You know, I love the sign. Someone posted a sign. I'm not sure if Texas put it up or not. Again, I am Dakota Lone Star. And in Texas, evidently and allegedly, unless someone photoshopped this, someone put up a sign that stated non-Sharia law compliant zone, or you're entering a non-Sharia compliant zone. Set your watches forward 1,400 years. And that's pretty much sums things up in terms of Sharia law. I think, I'm beginning to think that there are a lot of women that are just down with subjugation, if you will. And they're just down with it now. I mean, it's the cool new thing to be subjugated. And I don't get it. I don't understand modern feminists. I don't know. They just seem to be kind of schizophrenic. If they're okay with Germany's chancellor blaming, but that's the inner onion, Merkel, right? So it can't be the inner onion. The same here at home. No, it could never be the inner onion's fault that the learner worm crashed, was the cause of the crash of Lois Lerner's system, right? No, it could never be our inner onion's fault that the conservative groups were targeted, that three filmmakers have been targeted, Nicola Biselli, Nicola Dinesh D'Souza, and the producer of, or producers of 13 Hours, you know, allegedly received a visit from the FBI to determine whether or not they had their facts straight. So, anyway, there are just so many things that scream incongruent, you know, that I'm almost deaf because of the number of things that scream complicit or inconsistencies and incongruent systems have, you know, I'm mortified at this point. I mean, really? It's like, okay, so look, in 2012, September 11th of 2012, our embassy was attacked, right, in Benghazi. And our leaders, the leaders of the free world, but not the inner onion, mind you, end up blaming the attacks on our embassy on a movie. They blamed actual savagery on a movie. These are the leaders of the quote-unquote free world. Then they had Nicola Biselli, Nicola, placed, he may have done jail time, but he certainly did more than enough home, he was under home arrest anyway for a long time as well. Okay, so you've got Nicola Biselli Nicola being blamed for actual savagery for a movie. Probably descendants or brothers and sisters, siblings, if you will, of those that were willing to pay the creator of the Piss Christ $20,000. The National Endowment for the Arts gave the creator of Piss Christ $20,000, but then claimed a movie led to murder, and oh my God, if anything's incongruent, it's 40% of Islam, right? At least 30 or 40% of Islam. All right, look, give me a call at 929-477-4090. Dr. Benjamin Carson, the honorable gentleman with a black mother and a black father, that is still hasn't dropped out of the race as of yet, but and he certainly isn't the first black person to run for president of the loosely United States of America. As a matter of fact, Alan Keyes, get out your Google, get out your notepad, you little freaking libtards. Get out your notepad and write down the name Darian Albert, Colleen Hufford, Tracy Johnson, all the 13 names that I just read, Nidal Hassan, oh, my God. I mean, like, Faisal Muhammad. I don't know. And start to look some of these things up, because here's another name for your notebook, a wise generation of Amen or Common Core, because there's no C there. Certainly no meaningful consistency either in terms of your message, other than running around with your noses so far up each other's posteriors, because I've listened to your programs on Blog Talk Radio, and they're pretty laughable because you just keep going in circles and kissing each other's butts, and you never let anyone else speak or come in and talk to the public or general public on your programs. You're too busy kissing one another's hinies. Which is pretty interesting. But, all right, look. So then we've got Bo Bergdahl, and I think there's enough evidence there to assume that he was a deserter. And then the president trades five high-level terrorists for Bo Bergdahl. But then, you know, hey, after all, Bo Bergdahl is actually Jason Bourne. And so that was just just a great move. And Jason Bourne is actually going to be, Bo Bergdahl is actually going to be in the command and control center for the United Nations probably at some point, since the United Nations is going to save the planet from an alien invasion this summer in Independence Day resurgence. So, oh my goodness, we are just so screwed. Anyway, give me a call at 929-477-4090. That is the call-in number, 929-477-4090. You are listening to Dakota Lone Star on Blog Talk Radio. You can also key that phone number into your cell phones and give me a shout-out. I'm going to try to start running my regular program. I'm actually looking at Mondays from 9 a.m. to, I can't remember if we can run on quarter hours on Blog Talk Radio or not, but maybe 9:15 to 11:15 is kind of what I'm looking at in terms of a regular slot. So make sure you key that phone number in, the 929-477-4090, and we're bound to have some fun. And, you know, here's another thing that's interesting to look at, not only freedom of speech and freedom of the press, but freedom of religion in the United States of America. Look at out in Idaho, I believe it was the Kleins that refused to bake a wedding cake for the lesbian couple that drummed up and the judge ruled on trumped up charges to the tune of $130,000. Things like, I was so scarred I couldn't return to work. My husband and I, we couldn't go to work. We're just so scarred because the Kleins. But the Kleins are, from every interview that I've seen, they look like very humble Americans, hardworking Americans, feeling Americans nonetheless. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Klein actually cried because she felt so badly for the couple's feelings. Yeah, right. Just like the word schlong. We interrupt this broadcast. The liberal nation is troubled with Donald Trump's use of the word schlong. Really? Modern America today is troubled by the use of the word schlong? You are full of bull caca. That is Spanglish for bull excrement. Today's modern family, troubled or interrupted by the word schlong, that is rich. And that's another bumper sticker I'm going to have coming out here soon, and I'm going to put it on my burn mobile, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a great time, America. Anyway, I just got over bronchitis and pharyngitis, and so I have a little bit of a sore throat, and I'm going to take about a minute break here. I'll be back at 40 minutes and odd seconds after the hour of 2 o'clock on the East Coast. This is Dakota Lone Star. All right, look. Actually, I came back a little early. Oh, well. All right, look. All right, libtards. So if you don't want to call it Islamic extremism, the world over that's created 99.9% of the hiccups within the free world, quote unquote, right around the world that's so free, you know, you had all these Bernie kids that have never lived for the most part, or visited, or studied in Greece or elsewhere, and I'm pretty sure that Greece is fairly well acquainted with your new burn, which isn't new at all. Socialism isn't new, kiddos. Anyway, we are so screwed if we end up with a second term of number 44, the half-black rock star. You know, I'm so racist that I can't figure out, and so bigoted that I can't figure out which half of the president I dislike more, his white half or his black half, you know. So, God bless America. The Yes We Can Klan is responsible for having leaned on directly, in my opinion, but you won't even see the indirect aspect of the collective situation. The Yes We Can Klan has leaned on three filmmakers. Yay, freedom. Yay, freedom. Yay. 929-477-4090 is the call number. Yay, freedom. Okay. Wow. What can I say? All the first-time voters out there that voted in 2008. It's so funny because a couple of those people, I married a lady that they consider everything that we read propaganda, but everything that they read is gospel truth and funny or hilarious and gospel truth. So, you know, I get it. In one sense, I understand that you can't go around throwing gas on the fire and speaking willy-nilly about Islam. I mean, I get that. But the fact of the matter is that this president is so fond of quoting the Bible out of context, God out of context, rather, because the Bible is God-breathed. Well, the King James is, at any rate. But, and that's a show for another day. But that shouldn't be that difficult of a thing to witness number 44, the beloved Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America, step up to a microphone and say, "Thou shalt not murder." For God's sake, he actually stood before a microphone not all that long ago. I think he was actually invited to Fort Hood, where Alan West should have been behind a microphone, or Alan Keyes, or the Honorable Dr. Benjamin Carson, or Deneen Borelli would have been perfect to have stood behind the microphone, and he quoted from Scripture. It was really creepy. He was like, "Be still and know that I'm God." "Be still and know that I'm God." That was so creepy. I mean, like, I don't know. I got the ooby willy jillies or whatever you want to call it on. It was really creepy. "Be still and know that I'm God." Really? So the 43 directly affected, wounded people at Fort Hood that all deserve a Purple Heart, being the president, you should consider it a privilege to even speak on a U.S. base, and an honor to speak on a U.S. base. All right, last go-round for a call, 929-477-4090 is the guest call-in line, and I'm going to work toward getting in amazing shape, Lord Jesus willing. Oh, did I just say that in the United States of America? Shame on me. Shame on me for not quoting 1 Thessalonians 4:6 out of context when it should have been read within the parameters of verses 1-8, Mr. President. Don't quit your day job. All right, look, and that's not even really your fault. A lot of people sit under false teaching in America today, and the Bible even predicted it, that people would heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears to hear, you know, basically tossing all of their members' skittles. One by one, you know, all of their constituency is like two kids, you know, tossing skittles and trying to throw the skittle into the other child's mouth, or where the other kid could catch it with his mouth. It's just like a bunch of trained seals and sea lions and in the United States that parrot the narrative well of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 6. That's all they know how to do. They wouldn't know the rest of the New Testament if it appeared unto them in a dream and they had a dictaphone beside them that they could just hit record on their cell phone or otherwise. All right. Interesting days. All right. If you don't believe me, read 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 through 8. And then the next time a Bernie Sanders or Barack Obama tries to make you feel guilty for not being down with taking care of people that are, you know, the Bible also says that the man which will not provide for his own is worse than an unbeliever or infidel. It also says that the man that won't work should not eat. It also says that man should be, you should put that man out so that he might feel ashamed. The man that won't work. There's a difference between won't and cannot. If you can show me a X-ray that you've your spinal column has been shattered, well, that's different. But when you've got the person that just won't provide and they're just into video games and beating the latest edition of Madden has sent them into a killing spree where they pound on some infant, and then that infant dies at a hospital hours later. You know, at what point are we as Americans complicit? it's just astounding how far away. You know, Colleen Hufford. One would think, in a civilized nation comprised of modern feminists and otherwise, that more women would have come out, would have been crawling out of the woodwork to at least, at the very least, memorialize Colleen Hufford's loss, or I mean the family's loss, rather, and the friends that suffered her loss, and her loss, really. Who knows what else she had in mind? Even if it was just to go to work 40 or 50 or 60 hours a week and then come home and spend Christmas with her grandchildren gathered around her, that was stolen from her, and it was stolen from her grandchildren. Subsequent holiday seasons. The thief, the devil, Lucifer, came not except for to kill, steal, and destroy. And I just, at this point, at least grow one testicle and come out and say, in this case, because I'm not sure that the United States or the free world is ready for the dirty vagina that is running for office when they could have had a classy woman in Fiorina or Deneen Borelli, but instead they've got this, she looks so psychotic too, like her eyes, man, when you just see the interviews, like she just looks like some crazed doll or something. It's just weird. Like, well, I mean, pretty much par for a liberal in terms of her looks, but anyway, I shouldn't have gone there because I'm sure there are some very kind people that are unattractive, to say the least. And I don't know that's true. That's true, but we're screwed. If we get a Bernie in there or a Hillary, forget about it. Or none. And it's interesting because I was watching a video on Facebook of a young lady that went to a Texas campus, college campus, and she just randomly asked 8 or 10 students who is the Vice President of the United States of America at this time. they couldn't answer. But then they said, who is Brad Pitt's wife? Oh, Angelina Jolie, without fail. And who is Brad Pitt married to prior to Angelina Jolie? Oh, and then they could name, is it Jennifer Aniston or whatever? But they could name that, like, without fail again. Boom, 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 boom. And they were just clicking this off, but they couldn't come up with the name of Joe Biden. Do the free world a favor and take some of that money that you're going to spend on new textbooks, opt for the used books, and go receive a tubal litigation or a vasectomy, please. I am Dakota Lone Star. Check me out online at 40and28forever.com, Dakota Lone Star on Facebook, and DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. That's Doc_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. All right, guys. God save America. Again, remember, you can call me next time at 929-477-4090. And beyond the greater culture war within America right now of conservative Christianity versus those that subscribe to a God that is not holy, the Bible says that the gospel came by mercy and by truth. Mercy and truth. Mercy and truth. By mercy and truth. All right, so, man, it might just be something to that Jesus that said, go and sin no more. I don't know, anyway. Find that out. You can figure that out for yourselves. This is Dakota Lone Star. God save America. And hope to be back with you soon. All right. Let's see where we're at. Be on the lookout in Northern Virginia for the Burnmobile. It's a fun day in the neighborhood. It's pretty cool. Cruising around in my Burnmobile. It's really fun. It's cool. I already had one couple driving a sweet SUV, a Mercedes brand SUV. And it's so funny because the lady rolled down her window and acted like she was going to wave and then flip me the bird. And the way she did it, she just threw her arm out there so forcefully, like more forcefully than a third of our men in the United States, right? And then she acted like she was masturbating with a penis. And shalong, excuse me, I don't want to offend anyone. Well, shalong's offensive too, I don't know. Anyway, the male genitalia, the penis, all right, there we go. And she looked like she was masturbating with a penis. And so I was like, I pulled up beside him and the guy rolled down his window and I said, does the word shlong offend you? And they were yelling at me, F you, F you, F you. And then she continued to make that symbol. And I was like, so which one of you wears the pants in the family when you go home tonight? Anyway, to each his own. We are not legislating on this program morals or dictating morals via legislation or hack activists, hack judges, hack attorneys. You know, like what's happened to Dinesh D'Souza, right? So we can't put him in jail, but let's assume that we can tie his hands with community service 6 months to a year so that we can cut into his creative time as a documentary filmmaker in America. The Yes We Can Club. Yes, they did the Yes We Can Club. Leaned on three filmmakers. Yay, freedom. Yay, freedom. You guys are idiots. You wouldn't know the first thing about freedom. An Egyptian-born Coptic Christian comes to the United States, makes a movie that's otherwise unpopular with Muslims, and you are okay with his arrest and subsequent house arrest to the tune of a year or two. Yay, freedom! Just get out your pom-poms, you petty-ass, pussified, moth football-driven, Kardashian-loving, can't name Joe Biden, and you know, you're just idiots. You're complete idiots. You're okay with your king stating, well, radical Islam is less of a threat than global warming. You know, with Caleb Mueller's body hadn't even begun to cool. That's how sensitive you guys are to individuals and individual families. All right, Dakota Lone Star out for real. Peace.